You got great ground clearance, and you can dial in whatever ground clearance you want, depending on whether you want 22.5 degree torsion arms or 32 degree. And obviously new brakes and bearings you can get at any Napa store anywhere in North America, so that's not going to cause you grief, you know, at some point when you're off on your big excursion and find that your 60-year-old bearings bit the dust. Or even if your replaced 60-year-old bearings bit the dust, and then you got to chase down a bearing shop to source them.
Exactly. So I guess the answer is, if you want to do the maintenance to keep what you got going, and realize that, you know, it could break, but just like anything else could break.
Will break.
But if you want to put money into it to modernize it, I think probably going with a torsion axle would be even cheaper and the right solution in the long run.
Definitely.
All right, Rick. So good luck with that. Good luck with finding those light sconces as well. This next one's from Ron Lyric. Hi, my question is, do all plumbing vents have to go through the roof? On the new models, I don't see vent stacks. How are they venting their plumbing on new models? Looking for options. Ron. So venting vent stacks, do they have to go outside, or can you do something sneaky?
Well, ultimately, yes. You can see in houses, and actually even in some Airstreams, excuse me, they do have these under-sink vent tubes, stack scenarios, but they're really not a vent stack. It's a one-way valve. It's to allow air into the drain system as stuff is going down the drain to aid in the flow. But it's not actually venting anything out of the tanks, i.e. methane or whatever else can grow in there. Mm-hmm. So something has to be going out the roof. And I'm not sure where he's looking on the new ones, but when we go on the roof of new trailers, we see vent stacks up there. And typically there's more than one. In fact, we've got a trailer in now. It's not a new one, mind you. It's a 66. It's got actually four vent stacks on it. They got separate for black and gray and stuff, but I think that's overkill, quite frankly. Now, in fairness, you don't necessarily have to go right out the roof. They can go, you could vent it out the side of the trailer, you know, obviously well above the tank and well above any of the other plumbing that's associated with it. The downside is that, you know, if you have a vent going out the side, if you got your window open, the likelihood of the airflow causing this stink to come in the trailer is pretty high. We've had to do that in the past in certain situations. On the 70s, 60s and 70s era trailers, what they did was they actually flattened a piece of ABS tube, or ovalized it, I guess, and then arced it so it went inside the wall in the curvature of the trailer. Mm-hmm. And then they did a quick 90 degrees up in the roof. And in fact, when we strip out trailers, we get rid of all that old plumbing, but we keep that one piece. That's one piece we keep, is that beautifully curved part that will go back into the wall again, and then we just glue new PVC on the bottom with a union and then do the rest of our plumbing from there.
Yeah. So how many vent? He's asking a similar question here. He has a 76 31-foot Sovereign, and he wants to know how many vent stacks does he need. So what's we talked about venting the tanks and helping it drain. What's the actual philosophy? Is we're trying to vent both the gray tank and the black tank?
Yes. You need at least one per tank. Well, one per, I mean, you don't need, you need venting for the fresh tank, but not in that way. So basically the gray tank and the black tank typically vent out through the roof.
Right. So on mine, I took my black tank goes up in the closet, inside the closet on the curbside.
Yeah.
And then my gray tank vent comes up on the street side in that closet. So I have like these, you know, dual vents on the
stacks.
Road. Dual stacks. But interesting enough, I didn't. The way the sink ties.